VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. In a chaotic 28 hours at NATO, U.S. President Donald Trump disparaged longtime allies, cast doubt on his commitment to the Mutual Defense Organization, and sent the 29-member pact into a frenzied emergency session.
Yesterday, I let them know that I was extremely unhappy with what was happening, and they have substantially upped their commitment, yeah. And now we're very happy and have a very, very powerful, very, very strong NATO, much stronger than it was 2 days ago.
Trump claimed member nations had agreed to significantly boost their defense budgets and reaffirmed that the United States remains faithful to the accord. American consumers may soon be paying more for common household goods because of a new round of tariffs being considered for Chinese imports. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
Tariffs imposed by the Trump administration so far have steered clear of consumer goods. But now the administration's looking at raising import fees on common household items, most notably toilet paper. President Trump is threatening another round of tariffs in retaliation for retaliatory duties China slapped on $34 billion of U.S. goods Friday. Everything from hats, refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, and seafood like tilapia is on the proposed list. One trade expert predicts consumers will see higher prices perhaps before Christmas time. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Severe flooding and landslides have claimed the lives of at least 200 people in Japan. Nearly 7,000 remained in evacuation shelters. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe visited an evacuation center and promised help. This is VOA News. Jonathan Volanthin, a British civilian diver who was among the group who found 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach trapped in the flooded Tham Luang Cave complex in Chiang Rai, Thailand, returned home on Thursday.
We're not heroes. What we do is very calculating, very calm. It's quite the opposite. That's what we do. We take it one step at a time, and hopefully, as we've managed to in this case, we come up with the results. But it's really the international team I would like to focus on.
And a word perhaps about the man who lost his life.
Health officials say the boys will spend at least a week in the hospital recovering and then about 30 days at home. An FBI agent who sent anti-President Donald Trump text messages plans to tell the U.S. House of Representative lawmakers that his work has never been tainted by political bias. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Peter Strzok helped lead FBI investigations into Hillary Clinton's email use and potential coordination between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. But his text messages with FBI lawyer Lisa Page deriding then-candidate Trump have led to accusations of partisan bias from Trump supporters. In prepared remarks for his appearance today before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, Strzok maintains his work has never been tainted by politics. He says he did, in fact, know information during the campaign that could have damaged Trump, but never contemplated leaking it. And he goes further, saying the scrutiny he's now facing amounts to another victory notch in Putin's belt. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Uganda's government will deploy military escorts and purchase armored trucks for each of its more than 400 lawmakers amid a heightened sense of insecurity in the East African nation. Some lawmakers have cited threats since passing a bill in December that may allow President Yoweri Museveni to remain in office until the 2030s. President Donald Trump is heading to Britain for a two-day visit, his first since the election in 2016, and will spend time with the Queen. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
From Brussels, Trump heads to England, where Theresa May's government is, in his words, in turmoil over Brexit. Although administration officials point to the long-standing alliance between the US and Britain, Trump's itinerary will largely keep him out of central London, where significant protests are expected. Bilateral talks with May will cover trade, security and, of course, Brexit. The president will then go to a black tie dinner at Blenheim Palace in rural Oxfordshire, while on Friday he'll meet the Queen at Windsor Castle. Then it's up to Scotland, where he'll spend the weekend at the Trump Turnberry Golf Resort. Smaller protests are expected at all points. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Syrian activists and state media say rebels have agreed to surrender Daraa to government forces. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA, all the hits and more.